Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. We'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Alves, joined from a safe distance by my pal Brian Svensson.
Hey, hi, howdy.
And on the bullpen phone, Chris Zook.
And even 6 feet further away from you guys this week.
It's just a cardboard cutout of you?
That's right. Yeah, it's an LED of me, you know, in the stand somewhere.
And see, we I thought Zook was already in the shower after being ejected for throwing at the Astros.
Wow. I'll tell you, I still want to hear some banging of the trash cans in visiting parks when the Astros are playing this year.
Things are getting heated today. The Astros played the Dodgers. I mean, we're recording this on a Tuesday, but the Astros played the Dodgers today. And Walker Buehler had some heated words with Carlos Correa.
And you know what? That's the thing. The funny thing is we're going to talk about mostly what's happened earlier this week about COVID.
Opening weekend and then COVID,
but,
yeah.
But yes, the lead has totally been lost because of COVID and everything else. But the Astros thing is still there. I think it's paramount in a lot of these players' minds. I mean, they didn't go away.
Well, particularly the Dodgers.
Yep.
Who, I mean, if anyone is a victim of that cheating.
If any red team hot is going to, right? Like, I mean, they're the ones, and so be it. You know what? We've seen for lesser transactions in baseball has evoked a lot of, you know, brouhaha, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, the Dodgers has every right to sort of, you know, vent it a little bit on the field as you know, up to the line as they can during the COVID period.
Sure.
I don't think it was a Dodgers fan that did it, but someone purchased one of those cardboard cutouts, and it's of the Astros mascot in a trash can.
Yes.
That's very funny. That's great.
So kudos to that person. I saw a couple pretty good cardboard cutouts behind the behind home plate in the Dodgers-Giants opening series over the weekend that were quite enjoyable. So I mean, it's not the same as regular games, but as someone pointed out on Twitter, these Dodger fans were at the game on time.
Oh my God! Did you? Okay, so if you guys have been watching some of the games, right?
Sure,
I've watched a few. Yeah,
on not opening day, but the day after
Friday.
No, actually, yeah, the Friday after, not the Friday.
Because Thursday night was
the Dodgers game was on Fox, and I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Fox is doing like simulated fans. They're taking the fans from MLB The Show, and they're putting them like in the stands, like superimposing them in the stands.
Right.
And they had because the Dodgers were getting pumped, they had the fans actually leaving early. Simulated fans leaving early. It's wild.
That's awesome.
It was very much one of those like I cannot believe this is actually happening moments.
It's great.
Ridiculous.
I did
very
hear
surreal.
so some of the like piped in audio, like of the crowd noises. And I do think, I mean, it's going to be over time that they, you know, the in-house technicians kind of get it right. Cause sometimes it sounded like they were just like hitting hard stops on the crowd noise.
Yeah. They're getting better and better. And I think that some of the guys at least have a very entertaining sense of humor. During one of the Jays Rays games that was going on the weekend, the scoreboard technician put up make some noise, and whoever is doing the sound actually made it louder. Ridiculous. I cannot believe just what the world and what we live in right now. It's crazy.
Well, it is, and I will say I've mentioned this before, but I thought it was kind of cool was for the Premiership, they had two different feeds. One was with the canned crowd noises, and one was just the stadium noise. And I got to be honest, I watch mostly with stadium noise, even though I just think it's a bit more organic. I mean, it's horrible that it's in a vacuum and all that stuff. But let's be honest, the other way is just too artificial.
Into this thinking I wasn't going to like the crowd noise. I mean, I'm a huge soccer fan. Fan of Wolverhampton, but I went in thinking I was going to hate it, and I actually love it. The problem with that is that like in Major League Baseball, there isn't an option of no crowd noise because right.
It's just built in.
It's not even just that it's built in. It's getting pumped into the actual stadium.
It's pumping into the PA systems. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Right. And I got to be honest, I believe that's going to happen with hockey as well and the NBA as they go through this. I guess they're just whatever. Someone's made a decision about it and then they're going to go with it. And then we just have to live with it this year and go for that. That said, is the funny thing is, as we tape this on a Tuesday for a Friday, hopefully there's still baseball going on.
Yeah, who knows?
So obviously you're alluding to the fact that the Florida Marlins currently down 17 players, I think, as of right now.
Yeah, 17.
Or 17 personnel. Yes, because that does include coaching numbers as well. As a result of that, there has been spillover in the fact that, you know, they played against the Phillies at a point when many of them knew there was positive tests.
Which is criminal. It's actually this is straight up criminal. There's no way getting around that.
It defies logic, actually, about this whole thing about testing thousands of times. And then to have the test to say you're positive for them. One of them was the pitcher of the game, and that they still went on to play the game makes a mockery of this whole system. Why are we even doing this then? If you're just going to go and play, regardless if you tested positive or negative, what are we doing here? Like, I mean, you know, and I get it. I guess that's why baseball didn't want to do the bubble, because they don't care. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
So they don't care is one thing, but there's also like, there's going about it in terms of deciding we're not going to do a bubble, but then we're going to like continue to, you know, travel between cities. I was reading an ESPN tweet from Marley Rivera, who said she spoke to several MLB managers in both leagues. And one thing they're really concerned about has been team hotels being full of people. Two managers told me about weddings celebrated at the team hotel, which were crowded and no social distancing was being followed.
So dumb.
And these are the places they're being like, so it's not even like there's a bubble in terms of like the playing field and restrictions there. But like they haven't put any thought into the fact that like, where do they go when they're not on the field?
Right. I guess we should have seen this coming. And I think a lot of people did think it was going to come, but I think it was like, you sort of, I'll be honest, is that first two or three days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, was like kind of a joyful time because it was almost, you know, the quote unquote, was a bit normal. You're watching baseball, even though there's no one in the stands and stuff, those are regular games. Guys are hitting home runs, etc.
It was so cathartic too to actually be able to watch it. It was so nice.
And the reality, I mean, like, geez, I mean, Brian, I mean, you know, you got to see your Jays with all the guys.
Well,
on the field.
I actually couldn't watch my Jays because they're blacked out on MLB TV, and I don't have Sportsnet, so I watched a bunch of Padres games.
I'm fortunate. Well, I'll say I watched some games on Sportsnet, but in the one thing is, if you got Sportsnet and TSN, is you can without I mean MLB obviously you can watch pretty much everyone except the Jays. But you had options of Thursday you had both games, and then Friday you had games from 6 o'clock all the way to basically 12 o'clock, right? Because they're showing kind of the East Coast and then the West Coast games.
You had games way more than that.
I watched the Dodgers Giants games at noon.
No, right. I was gonna say that on the Friday was six.
Yeah, maybe on the Friday
they had day games
on Friday.
So anyways, yeah, you had like a good 8-9 hours and it just was bliss. It was sort of like, well, this is great. And then the hammer came down, and not only did the hammer come down, but it just blew up this whole thing again about this sham of this, what they're trying to do here. I mean, I don't know what they're trying to do here if you can't. I mean, right off the bat, and Juan Soto, you know, he's a huge player, was tested positive on day one, right, of the opening day.
And they still played. I want to emphasize that. They still played, despite the fact that, like, they're like, oh, well, we contact traced, and, like, yeah, they still played the bloody game.
And I think that's why.
Horrifying.
I'm thinking that's why the Marlins played that game against Philadelphia on Sunday, is that they probably did the same protocol that Washington did against New York. And I don't know – it doesn't seem right to me. It doesn't seem right to, I think, most people. But that's what Major League Baseball are going with. And now you've got, as of we're taping, is you've got the the Marlins are off till next Monday.
Phillies and Yankees is postponed.
Right.
The Marlins have just been told that their season is on hold, period, that they don't know when they're going to be able to come back.
Well, but right now they're saying it's on hold till Monday, and then I guess they'll make a decision as that gets more into it. And I think the Nationals aren't playing this weekend because they were going to play.
They refused to play Miami.
Right.
They just refused to fly. That's what it was.
That's right. And, so, I mean, and then I think the schedule got changed. So then I think the Yankees are now playing Baltimore or something like that. And it's, I mean, you know, go get a program now to figure out what's going on here. Because what can happen here is they're not making – there's only so many days they can make up games too, right?
You're going to have 66-day season with 60 games planned. So there's going to be teams that aren't going to make up these games, at which point it's like the question becomes,
unless you're playing
winning percentage?
I guess you're going to play double headers, right? Maybe if you're going to try and squeeze in. But you're right. At a certain point, you're going to run out of days if you're going to keep it on the schedule that they have it.
But ultimately, like this season and the notion of like sending teams around the country to play these games, it's Jenga.
Oh.
And we've already taken out like a couple blocks, right? Like, I mean, Juan Soto was that first block, and then the question of, you know, the fact that like the Nationals still played, and you know, in terms of gestation and stuff like that, who did the Nationals, they played the Yankees, did they not?
They played the Yankees, and now they're playing the Blue Jays,
and then they were, and so then the Yankees obviously were set to play the Phillies.
Right, and the reason why they're postponing that game is because the Marlins were in that clubhouse.
And so then you've got
They allegedly didn't catch it from. They allegedly didn't catch it from Florida. They caught it when they were in Atlanta. So now you've got to test all the Atlanta players.
Right. So we're taking out several blocks right now. At what point does this thing topple? Right. Yeah. Because it's just so precarious. And I mean, not to like bring the NBA back into this, which we do in terms of a compare and contrast situation, but I mean, going the way they did it,
the bubble is safer,
and creating a bubble and then having everyone quarantine for the period in which you expect the gestation to happen, and then let them start interacting, and only amongst themselves and within that bubble, and like control it as best they can, and daily yep. tests.
Yep.
Like, and if you leave the bubble, like that's it. Like, congratulations. It's just a really like, well, dispiriting thing as a baseball fan to see just how, but I mean, it's an unsurprising thing as a baseball fan, considering how poorly MLB handles like things like the fact that everything. You as a Jays fan are blacked out from watching your team because ridiculous. All of the country is their zone. Like it's the little things, it's the big things, it is everything.
Yeah, and I mean, we're still learning more and more about this virus as we go. In fact, a couple of studies published from Germany over the last 2 days, one from the JAMA Cardiology, I guess two studies, both published by JAMA Cardiology in Germany, show that 78% of patients are having some sort of lingering heart damage despite being healthy.
Boston's Eduardo Rodriguez
has myocarditis, which is a swelling of the heart, which is something that might not ever get fixed. He might just have that permanently for the rest of his life.
Right. And so what you're seeing here a bit, to go one step further on the North American sports landscape, is NFL players are now starting to opt out, right? As they're getting closer to their season and they're not doing the bubble, right? It was always going to be NHL and NBA with the bubble, MLB and NFL without the bubble. And which way was going to work? Well, obviously, the better chances are going to be the bubble, right? Like right now, I think both of those leagues in the bubble, they've done massive testing of players and very little positive, if any. And that story about the hotel is crazy. As if you can't kind of quarantine these guys into a hotel where they're supposed to be, you know, if it's hotel into the ballpark and back or whatever, let's just say that is a minimum. I mean, it seems like you're going to have no chance to keep these guys.
I still don't think they should be playing no matter what. I mean, I don't think any of the sports should be playing, but you know, we all bow to the almighty dollar.
Sure. I think we want them to play. Do we need them to play? That's the bigger point. And I think what's shown here.
I don't want anybody to die. That's where we're at. I don't want anybody to die.
Of course not. And that's the whole point, is that it's the reality of sort of the situation we're in when it hits, because when you're just watching the games, as we're taping this, there's games going on right now in the West Coast, right? We tape it late on a Tuesday night. There's games going on, right? So, I mean, they're trying to make this work, right?
Yeah.
The deal is how long, you know, I mean, maybe in the end of the day, maybe only the other teams maybe play on and the Marlins just don't play this year. That's it. They finish up their season at 2-1, and thanks for showing up this year. And you know, we'll see you in 2021, and maybe the other teams go at it, right? So I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe the lesson is that they were just the really bad outlier of it, or is it just
no.
the tip of the iceberg?
No, I think that's naive to think that we aren't going to get more breakdowns, because with the way that they're carrying out and carrying on, there's no way. No way that they don't you don't end up with more outbreaks, more positive tests, more teams having to get shut down. There's no way that this doesn't happen, just because of like that is the nature of this virus. It spreads like butter.
No, I get that, but like you said at the start, Washington still played on. One of their top guys got tested day of opening day, and they still played on, right?
Well, they shouldn't have.
Well, I mean,
you know, Rob Manfred goes ahead and gives an interview during the game where he, you know, there was lightning flashing in the background and he basically looks like Emperor Palpatine. And it's just ridiculous.
Now, Palpatine wins in one of the movies, so just to let you know.
Yeah, well, guess what? He loses in the end.
Well, now you just gave it away for people who haven't.
Yeah. Zook, these movies are like 30 years old. I don't care, okay?
Or does he lose?
Well, that's another story. So I was going to say, Brian, how do you like your Jays? But you can't watch them. This is so.
I'm listening.
I can see more Jays than you'll see all year. And I'm not, you know, I'm not a big Jays fan, but I mean,
the good thing though is that even though they are blacking out the video of it, you can still listen to the radio broadcast for free.
Okay, that's fair enough.
On the MLB At Bat app, which is what I've been doing. I've adopted the San Diego Padres as my National League team.
That's a tough one.
Why?
Fun team.
I don't know. Well, okay. Are they winning? Are they? I don't know what they're.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. It's the Padres. They seem they're always on the
one of the hottest young players in the game.
They're winning, and not only are they winning, but they've got a great team involving players like Fernando Tatis, Manny Machado, Will Myers, Tommy Pham, Chris Paddock. One of the best bullpens in the entire league with Emiliano Pagan and Drew Pomeranz. They're good this year, Zook.
I'll give you that.
Watch one of those late games.
I will do that. I will say there's some really good news for anyone who knows that I kind of cheer on the Royals over the last little bit here. And
Patrick Mahomes
as now part of the ownership group there. So that's kind of exciting news. The Royals weren't hurting because they built a new stadium and they won the World Series 4 or 5 years ago. But that's always good to kind of have that kind of, synergy, which is great. I will say one thing for also Brian. I caught definitely the opening day where the Jays roughed up Morton in Tampa Bay. Now, I didn't like it because I have Morton on my fantasy team. But I do like the Jays right now. I mean, they're another young, exciting team.
If we're actually going to sit down and talk baseball, I mean, the Jays bats are never going to be – we're never going to be the problem. Never. It's always going to be, can that bullpen hold up? Ken Giles is hurt. And as of Tuesday, Ken Giles is on the IL, and it sounds very much like he's heading for Tommy John surgery, which means that our closer is Anthony Bass, who is fine-ish, I guess. But it also means that, we're going to have to rely on more Shun Yamaguchi. We're going to have to rely on more Jordan Romero. We're going to have to rely on, Dolis, Wagispak, rotating cast of guys like Thornton out of the bullpen, more Wilmer Font. And none of that makes me feel comfortable in any way, shape, or form.
It's always going to be that way this year anyways, right?
At least with Giles, if the bats could get – it could limp them into the ninth inning.
No, I get
right? And now you don't even know about that. Now, I like Anthony Bass. I think he's fine. But, to ask him to anchor potentially 20 saves this year, that's tough. That's going to be tough.
Well, it's going to be tough.
He doesn't have the closer experience of a Giles, so –
I don't think he has the closer stuff either.
No, he's got
a nice cutter and a nice slider, and that's about it. But I don't really know that plays super well especially against lefties. I don't think his cutter runs in enough. But
those bats are very exciting. Saves.
It'll be tough to get 20 saves too when there's only 20 games of the season this year when it gets cut off. But that's another story.
That's a completely another story. But I mean, the Jays are going to be, even if they don't win a lot of games, I think they're going to be really fun to watch. Especially because we found out that they're not manipulating any service time. Nate Pearson is up. He is up, and he would have pitched already by the time that this airs, which is exciting.
Yeah, one of Baseball America's top prospects. And obviously the best arm in the Blue Jays farm system. This is very exciting.
Maybe one of the best arms, period.
Yeah, we'll know. Hopefully by Friday, we'll have some good tape to watch for those of us who get to watch the Jays.
Sorry about that, Brian.
Another thing too is that I don't get to watch them live.
I gotta get you a Sportsnet account somewhere.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I appreciate the thought, Zook. I can watch the games back. Like I can watch them not live. That's another thing too. With my MLB TV account, I can watch the games in replay. I'm just not allowed to watch them live. So mostly what I've been doing is like when the games finish up, I'll get home from work the next day and I'll watch. If they win, I'll watch.
Right. I got you. That makes sense. Yes.
And again, go Padres.
There you go. You mentioned the Mahomes thing, Zook. Is there like, you know, a Toronto sports figure that you would want to be part owner of the Jays, Brian?
Oh, well, don't say Drake.
Jeez.
Because he's already with the Raptors.
Well, I mean, it probably would have been Drake. But he's not really a sports figure. Mm. Before his passing, I think I would have enjoyed having Gord Downie. Again, not a sports figure, but
what about like Tavares?
No, I don't really care about the Leafs, though. That's the thing.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying they're the big thing outside of
Kyle Lowry.
Mm. Yeah, I would say I would pick a Raptor. Yeah,
Kyle Lowry would be pretty.
Oh, you know, a Pascal Siakam.
I don't think he's got the dough yet. I like Spicy P.
Spicy P might be getting the dough after this year. Let me tell you, he's having a fine season again.
The problem is that like even I love the Jays and I love the Raptors, but I hate the rest of Toronto sports, right? I can't stand the Leafs and I can't stand the Argonauts. So
well, the FC actually won a championship a little while back.
I don't mind TFC. They're not my MLS team, but I don't mind. I have no problems with TFC.
No, I'll grant you that. I'm not a big Toronto eccentric on any sports, but the FC is a little bit of a soft spot for me just because they seem very anti-Toronto to me a lot. So they've got a little bit of they're not the Leafs, that's for sure. Hey, the Raptors are pretty cool too because they won one last year too. So
love the Raptors. Love Raps.
Provided the bubble holds for them. Yeah, go Raps.
I really the time, like their chances.
I do so, too.
Michael, just maybe before we go, we were supposed to have a guest, and maybe you want to tell us, maybe we'll try and do that next week.
We're going to try again next week. We won't tease it just so we don't.
Yes, that's right. People might get all angry. That's right. Under deliver, oversell. No, something.
Over deliver.
That's my motto, Zook. That's my motto. That's my life motto. That's worth to live by.
It's a good way to live. We encourage you to stick around for Front Burner next and to join us next week. Follow at the Bench Jockeys on Twitter for info and other things. And fingers crossed, there's still baseball to talk about next week. I know that obviously, like, I paramount is the health of these players. But it was just – it was so satisfying to put on a game
and stay safe
and just watch and just watch some ball.
And just actually stay watch safe, without please. Kind of just you know turn off the brain for 3 hours and watch a game.
It's been nice following my fantasy teams too. It's been really nice.
It is considering I'm winning so far, so it's nice.
There you go. And with that, we will hand things over to Front Burner. Stick around here on 101.5 YMFM and stick around for the pity party at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
And play ball!
That's right. You can say it again.
I can say it again!
Strike three, you're out!